New York State Trooper Michael Anson was remembered today for 3 decades of service. Anson's funeral service was held at Siena College.
Bless the body of Michael with this holy water that recalls his baptism.
Amazing grace.
The 31-year state police veteran died January 2nd of cancer stemming from his assignment as a first responder at Ground Zero after 9/11. State Police Superintendent George Beach says Anson touched literally thousands of lives in the course of his career.
For most of the time that he was just with the state police, he was a road patrol trooper in Rensselaer County, responded to countless calls, contacts with citizens, assisting people, as is the regular duties of New York State Troopers. I can tell you that he made a great impact in the 7 years that he worked as a school resource officer.
Anson, most recently stationed in New Scotland, served his entire career in Troop G, which covers a large portion of the capital region. He was 56. Troop G Commander Major Robert Patnode.
You know, Mike had a side business. A lot of people know he printed shirts. You know, he sold a lot of state police paraphernalia on the side. So he was an entrepreneur as well as a trooper. He stayed a trooper his entire career, which, you know, as we move up the ranks, there's a lot of opportunity with the state police. But the trooper is the backbone of our job, and in a lot of ways, it's the stories we tell when we retire or when we were a trooper, not when we were a major or a superintendent or an investigator.
Anson's daughter, Michaela, and Superintendent Beach eulogized Anson.
If you want to help us continue my father's legacy, all you got to do is try to help one person a day, because that's all he ever wanted to do was help one person. And I think by doing that, if everybody here were to do that, we would leave the world such a better place than we found it, which is exactly what my father did.
Simply put, as a trooper, Mike got it. Common sense, discretion, a great communicator, attitude, and an outstanding work ethic. This job came with ease to Mike. He was a great road trooper, but he was an even better teacher.
Trooper Anson, an Albany County native, is survived by his wife, their 3 children, and his brothers. Governor Andrew Cuomo ordered flags lowered to half staff in his honor. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.